Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. I recently wrote one of my e-newsletters on the dangers of conflict avoidance, and I got an almost immediate response from a reader, a very nice lady, asking for help with her children, all of whom are older and they are in active relationships. And she said that when she was young, she wasn't allowed to disagree with her domineering father, and so she kept everything bottled up inside. And this played havoc with her growing up and becoming an adult herself. It impacted her relationships, but over time she found her own voice, worked her way out of it, and she's worked very hard to show a different model to her own kids. Still, though, she said she sees them struggling with their partners, and she asked me for help. Well, here's what I told her. There are five things. First, I said relationships, especially marriages and dating relationships, should never be 50-50. They should always be 100-100. In other words, either you're both in all in, or neither of you are in. 100-100 is important not just as a mindset, but also in practical application. Second, most of the time in relationships, whether they're romantic or friendships or business colleagues, we often get into trouble more for errors of omission than errors of commission, meaning we screw things up for what we don't do more than for what we do do. Specifically, what most partners don't do is engage the upfront, before we make it legal, setting the table discussions, like laying down the laws of the relationship. Young people in particular are guilty of this, avoiding talking about difficult but critically important topics like different ambition levels, how we'll handle money, what's your philosophy on wealth, acceptable and unacceptable behaviors when we're with friends and family, having kids, parenting philosophies, how we'll divide responsibilities, and many others. Here's an example. In a family dispute, will you side with your parents or will you side with your spouse? Your answer to that question could destroy your marriage if you pick the wrong one. So why do young people avoid? Well, most of the time because they're scared. Things are going good and they fear that talking about it will screw things up. Well, guess what's almost assured to screw things up? Not talking about them. Yeah, you have to risk that the discussion won't go well and that you'll reach the conclusion that you're not cut out for each other and that it's time to break up. Sure, that's painful. I get it. But isn't that better now than legalizing it and finding out later? That's why the divorce rate is so high. So take the risk. Here's a third idea. Young people should get crystal clear on what their core behavioral values are, the behaviors they most align with and admire, and those they most detest and refuse to accept. Then share your lists with each other and have lots of deep conversations about this. Again, you got to be willing to risk the breakup if you're not in alignment. Fourth, young people should also create a list of attributes that define their ideal life partner. Then share the lists. And again, have lots of deep conversations about them because there'll be things you don't understand. And yes, you've got to risk the breakup if they don't align. And fifth, lastly, create rules for disagreeing. Rules that both parties agree to abide by. The best time to do this is when things are going well, when you're happy and there is no anger. The worst time to create rules for disagreeing is when the relationship has come off the rails, it's on the rocks, and there's a train wreck ahead because you're both angry, you're both emotional, and you won't do it well or smartly. You know, if I were a clergy member of any faith and I married couples, young or old, I would require every pair to go through couples counseling with me before I would marry them. And all five of those points I just mentioned would be lengthy conversations in those counseling sessions. And they would need to reach agreement before I would ever join them together in marriage. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.